Day 37, Joy Beneath the Drama, Finding Peace by Becoming Transparent to Life. Negativity loves to sneak in through the smallest crack, a noise, a rude comment, a delay, or even no obvious reason at all. But here's the twist. That irritation or gloom you feel, it's not a mistake. It's a signal, a little inner parrot squawking, here and now, wake up. Even minor annoyances are spiritual red flags. Ignore them, and they pile up like junk mail. But notice them, really see them, and you either drop them or become so present that they transform before your eyes. Can't drop it? No worries, let it be. Feel it. And then try this mind-bending trick. Imagine yourself as transparent. A car alarm blares outside. Don't brace for battle. Don't let that internal wall slam down. Instead, picture the sound passing through you like a breeze through tall grass. No resistance, no damage. You're not a solid target anymore. The irritation has nowhere to stick. Start small. Barking dogs. Honking cars. Whiny toddlers. Let it all flow through you like waves through water. Even people who say hurtful things lose their sting when there's no one inside to get hurt. That's real forgiveness. Not a mental pat on the back, but a deep, silent refusal to take offense. You might still respond, still say what needs to be said, but you won't be reacting. You'll be free. Now you might think, I've tried all this, meditated, read books, done the workshops, and I'm still not at peace. That's because you're still seeking something else. Peace is not in the next thing. It's in this very moment, exactly as it is. If you're restless, accept your restlessness. That very acceptance is peace in disguise. This is the miracle of surrender. Consider the story of the old man, Banzan. After years of chasing enlightenment, he heard a conversation between a butcher and his customer. Give me the best piece of meat you have, said the customer. And the butcher replied, every piece of meat I have is the best. Bam! Awakening. Why? Because when you stop comparing, stop resisting, stop needing this moment to be different, every moment becomes sacred. Enlightenment is just seeing that now is enough. It doesn't mean life stops being messy. On the surface, the lake may churn, but beneath the waves, stillness remains. That's you, not just the shifting surface of your life situation, but the calm depth of being. And oddly enough, when you stop needing life to go your way, it often starts flowing more beautifully than ever, because you're no longer grasping at the wind. And no, this detachment won't make you cold or aloof. In fact, it makes you more available. Only when you're in touch with your own being can you truly see the being in others. You no longer get distracted by their form, their moods, or their madness. You see through it because you've seen through your own. That's what compassion really is. Not just feeling sorry for someone, but seeing the eternal in them, even when they can't. It's recognizing the dual truth. We're all mortal bodies. Yes, destined to crumble and vanish, but we're also eternal, radiant presences behind the mask of time. We are dust and divinity all at once. So next time someone cuts you off in traffic or life serves you something sour, don't brace yourself. Don't resist. Let it pass through. Drop the drama. Return to now. And if that's hard, if you can't be peaceful, be okay with that too. Because every piece of life, just like every piece of meat, is already the best.